That's why I am speaking to you in the center of a Europe that is peaceful, united, and free. Because ordinary people believed that divisions could be bridged, even when their leaders did not. They believed that walls could come down, that peace could prevail. We are here today because Americans and Czechs believed against all odds that today could be possible. We share this common history. But now this generation, our generation, cannot stand still. We too have a choice to make. As the world has become less divided, it has become more interconnected. And we've seen events move faster than our ability to control them. A global economy in crisis, a changing climate, the persistent dangers of old conflicts, new threats, and the spread of catastrophic weapons. None of these challenges can be solved quickly or easily. But all of them demand that we listen to one another and work together, that we focus on our common interests, not on occasional differences, and that we reaffirm our shared values, which are stronger than any force that could drive us apart. That is the work that we must carry on. That is the work that I've come to Europe to begin.